news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Monday. It is October 1. Maybe a little drier this week, but still feeling pretty darn warm. Details from Dr. Bill coming up. Plus, we'll check in with News 5's Katarina Lukatich. She is live at Dolphin in Florida, where that week-long construction project is getting started this morning. First, let's check traffic. And the ride in, here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I've got that accident down Airport and Yester Oaks Drive. Also, another accident at Knollwood and Gerby. Both of those going to be with injuries. Got one in Fairhope, F-98 and Morphy Avenue moving out of the roadway. And again, drainage project starts today down the one lane in each direction on Florida Street between Old Shell and Imogene. Football and pizza are something special, and at Papa Murphy's, the biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that
the
sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this first day of October, also a Monday if you didn't check. Speaking of Mondays, that'd be a good day to start a construction project on a heavily traveled surface street here, or surface streets here in Mobile. Check it in from, are you at the corner of Dolphin in Florida? This is Katarina Lukatich from News 5. Where are you posted up?
Yeah, we're at the corner of Dolphin and Florida, and throughout the whole week, this is kind of going to be the intersection that's most impacted by this road work.
Now, this road, is it road work? Is it drainage? I mean, is this a resurfacing project? Is this a stormwater project? What is it?
Yeah, it's not resurfacing. What they're doing is they're replacing some of the drainage mechanisms that they have here along Florida Street. So it's a big drainage project that they're doing throughout the week.
Yeah, we often, when we have those big rainstorms, a lot of rain real quickly, that's one of those areas you hear people complaining about. Heck, I've been driving through it before myself where the water is up in that area. Maybe it's trying to address that. Maybe that gets better.
Yeah, hopefully that'll relieve some of those issues. Yeah, so the actual work is happening on Florida Street between Dolphin and Old Shell, but you're going to see a lot of delays if you're driving on Dolphin Street through the Florida Street intersection that's right near that CVS there. They've closed it so that if you're driving north on Florida, you can't get through the intersection at Dolphin Street. You're going to have to turn around and go back to Imogene and take that intersection down there. And then actually on Dolphin Street, it's normally two lanes on each side. It's now one lane on each side.
Now, you're talking about you can't go north on Florida across Dolphin, but can you, if you're on Dolphin, can you turn onto Florida? Could you head from there, or is that shut down as well?
No, the whole thing is shut down. They shut it down before you even get to the intersection. So we're seeing people come up Florida, get to where the roadblock is on Dolphin, and then have to turn around and go back south and then turn on Imogene and make that detour route there.
All right. And this is, they told us it would last a week, right? Is that the time frame?
Yeah, they say that it's supposed to last through Friday. Now, we've had a few where they've said that long and then it's been a little bit shorter. Now I'm not sure if this is actually going to last the whole week that they've allotted or if they'll try to speed it up a little bit.
Yeah, there are a lot of businesses and restaurants there in that area. What are they telling folks if they want to go to, I don't know, go see our buddies at Butch Cassidy's or somewhere like that? How do they get there?
Well, you can get there. Florida Street is open, but you just kind of have limited access. So you can't. They're closing some ways for you to get onto Florida Street, I think, just to limit the traffic there. But if you go around, like if you're coming west on Dolphin, you can make a right onto Florida Street, and that's really the only way you can get onto Florida.
All right. Thank you for the update, Katarina. We'll check back soon.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Katerina Lukacic from News 5 checking in. So we got that to deal with in traffic this morning and probably the rest of the week long. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll check in with News 5 coming up and also Auburn Sports Today.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A traffic alert for drivers in Midtown Mobile. A drainage project begins this morning on Florida Street from Dolphin to Old Shell Road. The initial phase will require Dolphin Street to be reduced to one lane each direction around Florida Street. A convicted killer from Wilmer is going to jail for the rest of his life. Matthew Moberg was sentenced to life without parole for killing a teenager. In May 2017, the body of 16-year-old Brian Jesse Parker was found in a wooded area off Highway 63 in Greene County, Mississippi. A week prior to the discovery, Moberg was seen with Parker inside a Dollar General store in Loosedale. A Fairhope man is charged with sexual assault of a child younger than 12. 37-year-old James McCluskey is currently being held in the Baldwin County Jail. We've reached out to the Fairhope Police Department and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. So far, we've received no details about the arrest. McCluskey is being held without bond. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
714 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Edward Jones.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn volleyball took down Ole Miss in four sets yesterday. The Tigers closed September with their first conference victory, perhaps a little momentum, with home matches against Georgia and Alabama in the next 7 days. Auburn football is up to eighth in this week's AP poll. The Tigers play in Starkville Saturday night at 6:30. Now a word from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
A big moment from Saturday's homecoming win over Southern Miss was a pass play to Auburn's senior H-back.
From the two, Stedham comes up under center, makes it to Miller, floats it out to Chandler Cox in the end zone. He catches it. Touchdown, Auburn!
You know, I'm going in the flats, and we have a tight end. Tucker Brown was in there, and he's doing the little corner route, so it's either going to be me or Tucker in there scoring. So I was like, you know, I don't think they're going to cover me because they think it's, you know, a run play. And So right when he hacked the ball, I saw the guy go up field. I was like, oh, I'm open. I'm about to score. And I didn't know what to do after I scored. I was like, you know, maybe point the stands, celebrate teammates. I wanted to keep the ball. I was like, no, this is pretty cool. Because, you know, that was my first, you know, passing, my receiving touchdown I've ever had. I didn't have one in high school either.
Cox and the Tigers have today off before resuming prep for Mississippi State tomorrow. I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Procrastination isn't a good coaching strategy, nor a valid retirement strategy. If your saving for retirement approach involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, it's time you make someday into today. Edward Jones can help. Contact me, Keith Woodham, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in West Mobile.
Or me, Carla Stewart, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor in Spanish Fork.
When it comes to meeting your retirement goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now.
War Eagle, everybody.
Are you ready for a big Sony TV? At Bailey's TV, you'll find the biggest, baddest Sony TV you'll ever own. How about a 65-inch? Would you believe $11.99?
Want to go bigger?
Try this out. A Sony 75-inch, now just $22.99.
Or how about the biggest?
Would you pay $39.99 for a huge 85-inch? Get one now at Bailey's. That's right, just $39.99 for an 85-inch Sony. All these large Sonys are 4K smart TVs. Great, super bad, super big TVs. Get them while they last at Bailey's TV, Government and Lakeside. 666-0444.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that
sky. The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
If you have school-age children, be aware of three recent changes affecting 529 education savings plans for 2018. First, if your college student drops a class midterm, the refund is tax-free as long as he or she recontributes the refund amount into the plan within 60 days. Second, if your student attends grades K through 12, you're allowed up to a total of $10,000 every year for each child's public, private, or religious school's tuition. The third change allows funds to be rolled over from a 529 to an ABLE account up to $15,000. ABLE accounts are tax-favored accounts for people who become disabled before age 26. It's designed to help save and pay for disability-related expenses.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
718 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about what's new on the lot this week. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Give me something to look at here. You said you got some things you wanted to highlight.
Absolutely. You know, we just traded in a 2005 Chevrolet Trailblazer with 49,000 miles. It's the XL, so it's got a third seat. The vehicle's never been smoked in. It is a local one owner. I mean, it's just like brand new. All the seats have been covered in clear plastic. I mean, it's just,
wow.
As we call it, a teddy bear.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, it's been preserved.
And it's that price, that $7,500 price, right?
I like that as well. What else you get on the lot you want us to see?
We also got a little 2001 BMW Z3, just clean its pin, a little white one with a brand new top on it. And it's under $6,000. And then we got a 2004 Chevrolet Corvette, just really, really nice. It's under the $14,000 range.
Sounds fantastic. Give us directions and come check out these vehicles.
Highway 90 West of Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Speaking of the plastic covering the seats, I was talking about that this week. I was talking about that at the Cub Scout camp out with some folks. You talk about keeping things clean and the lack thereof. Did y'all ever, maybe it's y'all, but did y'all have parents or grandparents? For me, it was my grandparents on my mom's side. Farming folks that had not only plastic over furniture, not only plastic covers over furniture, but the plastic runners in the house. You know what I'm talking about? The walkway, the plastic runners would go down the hallway, anywhere there was carpet. And of course, yes, there were about 50% of the rooms you were never let in as a child. You could not go into those rooms. that the ones you could, you could only sit on things that had plastic covering or walk down the plastic runners in the house. Be right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Veterans Michelle Scott, Carl Blake, and Jesse Graham.
I was an unemployed veteran.
After injury, I felt scared, worried, concerned.
I just remember sitting there trying to move my legs.
First person I saw after my wife was a Paralyzed Veterans of America member.
They gave me the outlet to find a career now.
They focus on the accessibility for our lives.
They helped me get to a point where I'm at now, where I can have a job, have a family, and live life the way I want to live life. To learn more, visit pva.org.
A public service from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Football in the South tailgate season at FM Talk 106.5's annual Ultimate Tailgate Showcase Extravaganza. A prize pack worthy of exceptional fans, including supersized Adirondack chairs from Old Time Feed on Greeno Road in Fairhope. A 2-week 4-seat cart rental and delivery from the Cart Doctor on Highway 90 West in Theodore. Team logo 14-karat gold pendants from Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. A perfect tailgate selection from Fairhope Brewing Company and a 55-inch Samsung QLED 4K TV, plus a Samsung soundbar from Bailey's TV on Government Boulevard. Total value over $5,500. Register to win at any of our partner locations. A qualifier from each location is entered to win the grand prize. A 1-in-5 chance to win it all. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Tailgate in style with the Ultimate Tailgate Contest from FM Talk 106.5.
From the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, working accidents with injuries at Airport and Yester Oaks Drive, Knollwood at Gerby, and again at 98 and Morphy Avenue in Fairhope. They've got another accident in the final clearing stages. No problems across the Bayway or the Causeway yet. Again, remember, we've got that drainage project down to one lane in each direction starting today on Florida Street between Old Shell and Imogene. And whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Benson Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day at BensonSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 73 now at our studios on this first day of October. Maybe a little drier this week. October, what, our driest month of the year, but still way above average temperature-wise. Dr. Bill will break that down for us and take a look at the tropics about 10 minutes from right now, right here on Mobile Mornings. And a big story coming in just under deadline. That was I want to call it NAFTA, but NAFTA by another name, right? It's now the United States-Canada-Mexico Agreement. So USCMA. Yeah, doesn't do like NAFTA does, but it does change a few things and has made both partner countries, or all three partner countries, somewhat tolerant of it. Now, the president late last week had this to say about the upcoming deal.
USMC, which would be U.S., Mexico, Canada. But it'll probably or possibly be just USM. It'll be United States and Mexico.
Yes or no?
Canada will come along. Now, if Canada doesn't make a deal with us, we're going to make a much better deal. We're going to tax the cars that come in. We will put billions and billions of dollars into our treasury. And frankly, we'll be very happy.
All right, so that was the president late last week, and then the deal struck right there before the deadline over the weekend. More information here from Westwood One's Sierra Crawford.
After weeks of intense work, the two countries settled on a framework to update the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes, according to Reuters, giving U.S. farmers more access to Canada's dairy market and shielding Canada from possible U.S. auto tariffs. America's second largest trading partner was excluded when the U.S. and Mexico reached a preliminary deal in August to revamp NAFTA, and the Trump administration had given Canada until midnight Sunday to sign on or face exclusion from the pact. In the past, President Trump has railed against the trade deal, blaming it for the loss of American manufacturing jobs.
We have the worst trade deals ever made in history.
Sierra Crawford, Washington.
All right, 726 FM Talk 106.5. So there it is. The U.S. and Canada agreed on a trade deal that would save, we can't call it NAFTA anymore. They keep referring to it as NAFTA. What the artist formerly known as NAFTA, as a trilateral bloc. President Trump has approved the developments and expectations. The agreement was signed. Now, I'm sure we'll hear from the president today in a presser here on this plan going forward. People familiar with the talks, and this is from the folks over at Bloomberg.com, some people familiar with the talks credited Trump's senior advisor, Jared Kushner, with helping smooth the path toward the deal when it looked like the negotiations had stalled or broken down due to friction between the U.S. and Canada. Kushner kept talks going with aides close to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, including Gerald Bunce and Katie Telford. Lighthizer and Kushner were at the USTR office in Washington yesterday afternoon negotiating final details. By conference call with the Canadians in Ottawa, U.S. officials have been keeping the president in the loop on every step since Friday, according to the two people quoted in this story. U.S. lawmakers and businesses have urged the administration to keep Canada in the deal, but the trilateral nature had been in jeopardy after President Trump on August 27th announced he could reach a deal with Mexico that Canada could join if it's willing to make concessions. They agreed to publish the text by the end of September. By the way, the Canadian dollar was rallying in intense anticipation of the deal, strengthening 0.5%, while the Mexican peso gained about 2% on news of the deal. So it's not NAFTA anymore, but it is a trilateral deal between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. So there you go. We'll hear more about this coming up, I'm sure. And according to the folks over at BroBible.com, a new study is out that lists what every state Googled for a medical symptom or a symptom of an illness in the last year. They're not all the same. Some states are boring, things like stress or the sniffles, but there's states that stand out. Let me say, they stand out because of probably the nastiness of what the people were searching for. We'll give you some of those. We'll tell you what Alabama searched most for as well in this nationwide survey. Dr. Bill joins us coming up. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A new law set to take effect in Alabama will require training for volunteer coaches who work with children 14 and younger. The training covers concussions, head trauma, and heat-related injuries.
As a parent, it just reinforces that our coach has some minimum training.
The law takes effect November 4th. First responders in Mobile County have the opportunity this morning to participate in training in how to deal with people with autism. The training is sponsored by the Autism Society of Alabama. The training begins at 9:30 at the West Mobile Regional Library. Another person in Mobile County tested positive for West Nile virus, bringing the number of confirmed cases in the county to 13 this year. The first confirmed case was in August. And two Pensacola police officers found out their meal was paid for by anonymous patrons. Happened this weekend at Siam Thai. The napkin note read in part, "Thank you for your service. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe." I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
We'll learn more today about the revamped trade deal between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, with Canada signing on last night as the midnight deadline approached. President Trump has planned a news conference for 11 Eastern time, and Canada's Justin Trudeau says he'll also be talking. Mexico's foreign minister says the new deal will be signed by outgoing President Peña Nieto. Correspondent Christine Romans tells us what's next here.
The deal now faces Congress, who must approve it. Many lawmakers said they would not support a NAFTA without Canada. U.S. businesses rely on duty-free trade with America's second-largest trading partner.
U.S. dairy farmers want greater access to Canadian markets under the new agreement. Homeland Security officials say Trump administration rules are preventing the Pentagon from restarting a program that brought non-citizens with critical medical skills or in-demand language abilities into the military, allowing them to become citizens. They say the U.S. is losing those immigrant recruits because the Pentagon can no longer protect them from deportation when their temporary visas expire. I'm Michael Toscano.
Choose a real living Florida manatee to adopt at Save the Manatee Club. Aqua, Gator, Rocket, Una, Whiskers, Electra. Just some of the manatees in the Adopt a Manatee program, each with a known history. An adoption includes a color photo, biography, adoption certificate, and more. Half the fun of adopting a manatee is choosing just the right one, and you're helping protect these imperiled marine mammals and their habitat. Call toll-free 1-800-432-JOIN or visit SaveTheManatee.org.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The U.S. and Canada have reached a dramatic last-minute deal on revising NAFTA, lifting a cloud of uncertainty over the quarter-century-old pact. The pending agreement will allow Canada to join an accord reached in late August between the U.S. and Mexico and diminishes the prospects for President Trump to follow through on his threats either to kill NAFTA outright or to break the trilateral pact into separate pieces. California Governor Jerry Brown has signed the nation's toughest net neutrality measure requiring internet providers to maintain a level playing field online, and on the same day, the Justice Department responded by filing a lawsuit against California. Advocates of net neutrality hope that Brown's move in the home of the global technology industry will have national implications, prompting Congress to enact national net neutrality rules or encouraging other states to follow suit. Chinese e-commerce tycoon Jack Ma has surrendered his ownership of entities that hold Alibaba's business licenses in China. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Renowned medical correspondent and endurance race champion Bob Arnott, MD.
People ask me, how do you keep competing at the age of 70? Healthy living is important, but so is pain relief. If you have pain, you can't train. So I'm thrilled I discovered Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. This unique topical pain reliever contains two safe and effective anesthetics. Nothing has worked better for me.
Salonpas Lidocaine Plus, cream or roll-on.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5. Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So we're the first day of October here, so it should be, 67 overnight and getting to a high around 85 today, right?
Yeah, that's the way it should be. But yesterday, up to 91 degrees, just 2 degrees away from a record. And it looks like we'll get up around 90 again for this afternoon. Now, look for a few thunderstorms today. We had a few around yesterday, although nothing fell at the airport. And by the way, for the month of September, officially we had 5.24 inches. That's just a little bit above normal. So pretty close to the normal figure for the month of September. But now in the new month, we've got a chance for some thunderstorms this afternoon, so that'll provide some temporary relief from the hot temperatures. Tonight, the thunderstorm activity tapers off in the evening, low tonight in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, we're going to start a dry period that'll last us all the way through the rest of the week. High pressure is going to start to build over us on the surface and also in the upper atmosphere. And as a result, just isolated thunderstorms tomorrow should be mostly sunny, but warm temperatures again, around 90. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly sunny each day. Just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And we're going to see temperatures anywhere from 88 to perhaps 91 degrees. So above normal temperatures all the way through the week, but fewer thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you seeing there?
Really, it's looking quite good. I mean, it's quiet across the Caribbean. There is a tropical wave in about the middle of the Caribbean, but we don't expect any development there. Looks good in the tropical Atlantic, but in the central Atlantic, we still have Leslie, a tropical storm. It's actually moving to the west-southwest very slowly, but it's expected to turn around over the next couple days and head north and then northeast, and will briefly become a hurricane. And then, of course, it'll fizzle out as it gets up into the colder water. So we're looking real good at the moment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist with your forecast 24/7 and tropical weather updates all hurricane season long. Hear him exclusively right here on FM Talk 106.5. 7:38, we'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, can you be small yet successful in the print newspaper business in the year 2018? More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
The answer is yes, but it requires a hyper-local approach, taking on stories that larger publications may pass up. And it doesn't hurt to have an in-house horoscope writer. Rob Holbert and Ashley Trice started Mobile's Lanyap newspaper in 2002. They've grown every year since, even during the difficult recession in 2008. When the Mobile Press Register dropped to 3 days a week and focused more on state than local stories, Rob and Ashley felt a pang of sadness. They both love the newspaper business, but their business took off. For more, listen Wednesday here at 6 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've got delays now westbound I-10 from the tunnel all the way back up where the Bayway and the Causeway intersect. Just outside the tunnel, they've got a broke-down motorcycle. It's right in the middle of the median. You've also got accidents clearing with injuries off of Knollwood and Gerby and Airport in Yester Oaks. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Go to Grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:39 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday, online at FMTalk1065.com. A solemn anniversary today marks the 1 year anniversary of the shooting rampage in Las Vegas, with dozens killed, hundreds injured, and actually the city of Las Vegas hosting a number of events to remember the tragedy. More on this story from Westwood One.
The mood in Las Vegas has been somber, yet hopeful over the past few days.
Hard to believe it's been a year.
Survivors of the 2017 shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival have been gathering.
Standing stronger and standing together.
They are mourning those lost and trying to recover from that tragic night 1 year ago.
I need that comfort. I need that support. I need the love, which I get from here.
58 people were killed in what is the deadliest mass shooting incident committed by one person in modern U.S. history. On Sunday, an interfaith service on hope, healing, and transformation.
When I got the call last October, all I could think about is this is my city. This is our city. They need me, and I'm going in there to help.
The marquees along the legendary Las Vegas Strip are set to go dark Monday night to honor the victims.
It's very strange to miss 58 people you never met. I think about who they were, what they did. It's healing for me.
I just needed to be with people that understood what happened and what was going on.
Police say the shooter was found dead in his hotel room of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No motive was ever confirmed. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
All right, 741 FM Talk 1065. On the lighter side, you think you've seen a big pumpkin? There's a new world record for a United States grown pumpkin. Give you stats on that coming up.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ADA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A traffic alert for drivers in Midtown Mobile. A drainage project begins this morning on Florida Street from Dolphin to Old Shell Road. The initial phase will require Dolphin Street to be reduced to one lane each direction around Florida Street. A convicted killer from Wilmer is going to jail for the rest of his life. Matthew Moberg was sentenced to life without parole for killing a teenager. In May 2017, the body of 16-year-old Brian Jesse Parker was found in a wooded area off Highway 63 in Greene County, Mississippi. A week prior to the discovery, Moberg was seen with Parker inside a Dollar General store in Loosedale. A Fairhope man is charged with sexual assault of a child younger than 12. 37-year-old James McCluskey is currently being held in the Baldwin County Jail. We've reached out to the Fairhope Police Department and the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. So far, we've received no details about the arrest. McCluskey is being held without bond. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
All right, time for the FM Talk 1065 Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's, corner of Old Shell and Florida Street, which, by the way, with the traffic work happening, or actually the road and drainage construction work going on there at Dolphin and Florida, if you have issues getting in on that side, just come in on the Old Shell side, and everything should be just fine. All right, time to take a look at the world of sports. We start off, of course, with the world of college football. Ohio State and Notre Dame emerged from Week 5 as two of college football's biggest winners. Buckeyes went on the road to come from behind twice against Penn State, 27-26. Fighting Irish had a convincing 38-17 victory over Stanford, and as such, those two are also big winners in the latest AP Top 25. We'll get to this. Ohio State jumped Clemson to claim the number three spot behind Alabama and Georgia. Buckeyes also have one first-place vote. Notre Dame, meanwhile, has bumped Oklahoma to sit just outside the top five. Like in the coaches' poll, West Virginia makes a top 10 appearance while Penn State falls just outside the top 10. Another big riser is Kentucky. I love this story. Up four spots to number 13 after handling South Carolina 24-10. The team with the biggest drop is Stanford, which falls seven spots to number 14. Five new teams, Colorado, Florida, North Carolina State, VTech, and Oklahoma State appear and or reappear in the top 25. Here's the rest of the poll in its entirety. We'll go to number 11 here, Penn State, number 12, UCF, number 13, there you go, Kentucky, number 14, Stanford, number 15, Michigan, number 16, Wisconsin, number 17, Miami, number 18, Oregon, number 19, Texas, number 20, the Spartans of Michigan State, number 21, Colorado, number 22, Florida, number 23, NC State, number 24, VTech, and number 25, Oklahoma State, and Alabama, by the way, receiving 58 of the first-place votes in the lineup for the weekend, the AP poll. Ohio State getting one and Clemson getting one, but Alabama with 58. Which, by the way, Alabama, were we play, was it third string or fourth string players over the weekend? Wow. At least the Alabama team shouldn't be hurt going into play here in October, that's for sure. All right, and in the world of golf, Europe wins back the Ryder Cup to extend the U.S.'s road losing streak. Payback belongs to Europe, and so does the Ryder Cup. 2 years after the Americans thought they had their Ryder Cup problems figured out, Europe reminded us yesterday why it practically has owned the shiny gold trophy for the past quarter century. Open champion Francesco Molinari was just as good on his own as he was with Tommy Fleetwood. The best year of the Italian's golfing life got even better at Le Golf National when he became the first European and only the second player since the current format began in 1979 to win all five of his matches. Be right, all five. Last one set off a wild champagne-soaked celebration. Europe had already assured itself a win, 14.5 points it needed, because it was guaranteed halves in two matches. Molinari made it official. He was two up and safely on the green at the par 3 16th green when Phil Mickelson hit into the water, removed his cap, and conceded the match. And in the world of baseball, get ready. It is October, and it's playoff time. Major League Baseball with a pair of tiebreaker games today, launching the month-long chase to the World Series. Brewers going to be at the Cubs after the two-tied for the NL Central title, and the Rockies will travel to the Dodgers to decide the NL West Championship. Win or lose, all four teams play on, either as division champs or NL wildcard teams. Yesterday started tense with four teams tied entering the day, but it was smooth sailing for all of them. Milwaukee blitzed Detroit 11-0. Cubs beat the Cardinals 10-5. Colorado destroyed Washington 12-0, and the Dodgers trounced the Giants 15-0. The other four divisions were wrapped up long before yesterday's final day of the regular season, with Red Sox in the East, Indians in the Central, Astros in the West claiming AL division titles, and the Braves winning the NL East. Title-winning Red Sox, Indians, Astros, and Braves will advance to postseason, along with Brewers, Cubs, Rockies, and Dodgers, plus Yankees and Athletics, the two American League wildcard teams. Wildcard games on Tuesday, that'd be tomorrow, losers of the Brewers, Cubs, and the Rockies-Dodgers games, and on Wednesday, Athletics at the Yankees will narrow the field to eight teams, four in each league, as the chase begins in earnest for the World Series crown. The best of seven NL Division Series will open on Thursday with pairings to be determined. AL Division Series will begin the next day with Yankees Athletics winner at the Red Sox and the Indians and Astros meeting in Houston. The League Championship Series opens October 12th in the NL and NL on October 13th in the for the American League. Then it's on to the World Series, and that starts October 23rd. And that's sports right here on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's, with the soon-to-be famous Bush Burger on display for you for lunch or dinner today. Go check them out. And there's that construction issue going on there at Dolphin and Florida. So just come in on the old chill side.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch
George Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, five vehicles involved in an accident off of Airport and Malamar really starting to tie up traffic. Also, the lanes continue westbound I-10, backing up from the tunnel. Right outside the tunnel, they've got a stalled-out motorcycle that's been tying up traffic. Sips and Smokes at the Battle House Hotel, featuring five whiskeys with the perfect cigar selected by the Tender Box. Enjoy this exclusive event on the 8th floor terrace. Tickets can be purchased at the Royal Street Tavern or through Eventbrite by typing Sips and Smokes. Spend the evening tasting world-class whiskey with a fine cigar at the Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered thunderstorms with temperatures around 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingan's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
At 7:53, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Look at it. One of the pictures coming in from the traffic accidents this morning. This one from University and Cottage Hill. Maybe somebody can help me with this if they were in that area and saw it. But I'm looking at a picture from my local NBC 15, right? Or by NBC 15. And I'm looking at the photograph here, and it shows what they say. Here's a vehicle has hit a home in relation with this accident. It says, breaking news, three-car crashes from earlier this morning. A video just in from the scene of University just north of Cottage Hill. And so I'm looking at the picture. It's got and the video, it's got a vehicle that has hit a house, right, in that accident. But if I'm thinking correctly, if you are in that area, that neighborhood, which would be on the north side of Cottage Hill, okay, which would put it on the east side of University, right, because you have a shopping center on the other side, there's a frontage road, right? There's University, then there's a median, or it's not even a median because it's not in the middle. You have an area, green space, right? Trees and grass or whatever. Then you cross the actual street and then go through the yard to the house. I'm just seeing, like, they don't pull back for the wide shot on this, but if you were there, did this crash, did the vehicle go the whole way out of University, over that green space, over the road, through the yard and into the house? Holy cow. If that is true, that is a long way for it to go. All right, I mentioned pumpkins and sicknesses. We'll get to both of those. Land this plane here. A guy named Steve Geddes out of Boscawen, New Hampshire, just broke the record Guinness World Book of Record for the United States by growing the heaviest pumpkin in American history. Y'all ready for this? As you go to pick up your pumpkin to carve or put out whatever for Halloween, his pumpkin weighed 2,528 pounds, which, by the way, beat the previous record by 165 pounds. He won $6,000 at a pumpkin growing championship event last Thursday. Y'all, that's right, 2,528 pounds of pumpkin. Unfortunately, though, it is only the second biggest pumpkin in world history. Someone in Belgium has set the international world record 2 years ago with a pumpkin 2,625 pounds, or almost 100 pounds heavier than Steve's. But I'll put this story up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 1065. Wait till y'all see this thing. I wonder what you do with that. I mean, does he... is it, like, good to go after he's been riding it around in contest? Does somebody carve it into the world's biggest jack-o'-lantern? What happens with that? Inquiring minds want to know, but we'll pop that story up here in just a second. Then I said the folks over at Bro Bible, so take it for what it's worth, brobible.com, have put up a Google search. What they did is Google puts out what people are searching for in any given state, as, you know, whether it's pop culture or sports or this is medical symptoms. These are the most Googled medical symptoms in every state. And we'll run through some of these. Some of these are some of these are questionable. Some of these are misspelled as well. Looking around the country, stress is pretty common in a lot of states. States like Missouri, states like Iowa, states like Oregon, they're all looking for stress as their search term. Here in Alabama, acid reflux is our number one search in 2018. Mississippi, y'all, it's gas. I don't want to say anything Mississippi, but y'all's number one search is gas. Arkansas, fever. Louisiana, chills. Texas and Florida and Georgia, nasal congestion. Loss of sleep. A lot of states have loss of sleep. States like New York and North Carolina, although South Carolina is, I'll leave it here, dark green stool. I don't know if that was before or after the Kentucky game, but that's their number one search. Also, stomach ache, pretty popular here. Some of the states that stood out to me that were a little bit different. State of Indiana, uncircumcised problems. I'm just saying, Ohio, paleness. Maine, night sweats. In the state of Nebraska, low T. Signs of low T. By the way, New Mexico searched for phlegm more than anything else, but they spelled it F-L-E-M. So, 7:57, coming right back. Hour number three of Mobile Morning Show. Stay close.